The Rio del Humboldt Business Park at the former Eel River Sawmill site is moving forward with multiple cannabis-related businesses starting their respective developments. The Rio del City Council heard an update on the project, as well as an overview of the track-and-trace system for medical and adult-use cannabis at their June 5th regular meeting. Glenn White's project is the first one to begin laying the foundation for the first of their three buildings in the commercial cannabis product development. The council had previously asked about the track-and-trace system and the possibility of cannabis grown outside of Humboldt coming in for processing and being labeled with the Humboldt brand. Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell, Mayor Frank Wilson, and Alex Spellman of the track-and-trace program SICPA addressed the concerns.
Yes. Whatever comes into our facility.
And they identify, it's called a trading partner, when that raw material comes in. And so when we get that identification, and we're basically notified through the CalOrigin website, and then we can follow up immediately with Trinity County.
So anything that comes into Rio Del that touches our property has to have, at that moment in time, it has to have some kind of stamp on it, or some kind of...
It's got to have some sort of approval from that jurisdiction.
But I mean, when it gets to Rio Del, it gets... When it comes into our site, at that point, it gets a track. It gets something that tells us that there's X amount of quantity over here.
Absolutely, and it requires you to tell from whom you receive that. So it gives the Kevin staff an audit trail to go back and say, hey, is this a duly licensed or duly permitted operator?
It should be noted that Senator Mike McGuire's bill, SB 175, to protect the Cannabis County of Origin brand, which had passed the Senate, has been gutted and is now something wholly unrelated. It is unknown if there will be a different method used to try to protect the Humboldt County cannabis brand, or if that effort has fizzled out. The council then debated asking residents to extend the Measure U 1% sales tax for another 5 years at the next election. Measure U is a general tax, which means it can be approved by a simple majority of the voters, and it goes into the city general fund. The increased sales tax was approved by voters in 2014, and it will expire at the end of 2019. The city will fall back into deficit spending without the additional tax revenue, as it continues to spend more than it brings in. Councilmember Deborah Garnes spoke about the 5-year extension of the sales tax in light of any unknown future revenues from the Rio del Humboldt Business Park cannabis development.
Well, I think 5 years is... Well, first of all, I think 5 years will be easier to sell, at least for the general public, to show that we're really trying to do something, but we're not trying to take you for everything you have forever. And I also think that it gives us a chance to see what revenue will be generated across the river. And if the revenue is generated as we hope, then we shouldn't go on for 10 years. We shouldn't even go on for 5 years, really. I mean, if the revenue generated is helpful and it comes in as we all cross our fingers that it does.
The council approved sending the sales tax extension to the public for a vote in November. The full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next meeting of the Rio del City Council will be Tuesday, June 19th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.